Proclamation number 8359 of 20th of December, 1962. Bonding with God guarantees His illumination of love. This is the surest sign of my love that I am always in contact with you, that you only need to raise your thoughts to me in order to draw me to you, that I always lean down to you and speak to you when you ask me for it, when you want to hear my voice yourselves. No one will call to me in vain if his prayer is directed to me in spirit and in truth. For I long for this bond between you and me because you are my children and because my fatherly love wants to find unity with you, which is to be accomplished of your own free will. But as soon as you yourselves are convinced of my love, you will also give your love to me, and then your return to me, for the purpose of which you live on earth, will also be assured. I know no limitation, and therefore you can receive my illumination of love unmeasured. Only open yourselves to this ray of love by never leaving me out of your thoughts, by turning to me time and again and conversing with me in secret as often as possible, for then I will be able to answer you even if it is not obvious. But my emanation of strength is also an answer, and since you constantly need strength for your ascent upwards, there is no better way to receive my strength than that you intimately remember me and mentally speak to me. Yet what you receive yourselves you should also be able to distribute to your neighbor again, and therefore my flow of strength is sent to you in the form of my word, as a direct address which you can hold on to and pass on. And this process is such visible evidence of my love that you should not give it up, for you are to be called rich. After all, you receive a gift of grace of greatest value which cannot be surpassed by anything earthly. You receive the proof of my existence and my presence. You can no longer deny God because you hear His address. And you also receive an unmistakable sign of His love, for what He gives you are imperishable goods which you can no longer lose forever. I give you again what you had lost through your former apostasy from me. Light and strength are imparted to you again because my love knows about your lightless and powerless state and wants to remedy it. For love always wants to give itself away, love wants to give and make happy. And my word, which you receive, is truly a gift of grace which will make you happy, even if you are unable to appreciate its value on earth. But in the kingdom of the beyond you will be able to look upon the wealth over which you will rejoice and exult, for you will be able to recognize me myself and my love and praise and glorify me eternally. Every person on earth could accept these proofs of my love, yet his free will alone decides whether he allows himself to be addressed by me or rejects a gift of grace. And only a loving person will correctly recognize this gift as a gift of love from his God and Father of eternity. And so that you now also feel a right love for me, I would like to illuminate you, and therefore you should often and intimately remember me to make this illumination possible. For then you will open your heart for my flow of love which now touches you and fills you with strength which you use again for loving activity. Time and again I want to fill your thoughts, I only want you not to switch me off, that your daily routine often gives you the opportunity to send your thoughts upwards to the one who created you and who wants to make you endlessly happy, who wants to help you to live a life of bliss which lasts forever. And truly, I will always be with you and you will feel my presence, for you will go through earthly life cheerfully and carefree, because you will never be without strength and therefore also able to cope with all demands made on you. And you will mature spiritually, for the strength flowing to you from me impels you into loving activity, and thereby you will also find unity with me, which is the purpose and goal of your life on this earth. Amen.